Welcome to today's episode of See Yourself In, where you will learn about cool jobs, people, and companies in Indiana, hear about the skills that will help you find success, and most importantly, we hope to inspire you to dream big. I'm Casey Harrison, your host. On today's show, we're going to dive into Indiana's advanced industries and why they're important. We'll talk about skills that are transferable across jobs and industries, and we'll determine some of the best ways that you can begin exploring these opportunities. Today, I'm joined by Kanaya Hines. Kanaya is a student at Purdue University, and she's already making waves in central Indiana with some help from the Modern Apprenticeship Program. On this episode of See Yourself In, we'll dive into Kanaya's calculated risk-taking and how she's leveraging opportunities to make an impact on the world from right here in Indiana. Kanaya, welcome to See Yourself In.
Hi, Casey. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I say this at the top of every episode, but I'm going to say it again today. I don't know how we're going to keep this one under 5 hours.
I can completely understand that. Yeah.
I feel like we could talk forever, but let's just get right to it. Did you grow up in Indiana? Are you from here?
Yeah. So I originally was born in Bloomington, Indiana. So if you might have heard, I actually attend Purdue. So IU fans, don't hate me. But I did grow up in Bloomington, but in about 2014, I moved to Central Indiana in Indianapolis, and I've been here ever since.
Okay. Fantastic. Was that a big shift for you at the time?
It was, because I kind of grew up in a smaller community. So like moving here, I was very shy. I didn't know a ton of people, but making the most of a big school was important to me. So moving here in like fifth grade was like definitely a transition, but I adjusted really nicely.
Yeah, well, I'd say so. We're going to get into that today. So today's conversation is going to focus heavily on your experience in the Modern Apprenticeship Program. And we'll probably refer to it throughout as the MAP program. But MAP is a three-year program designed to prepare Marion County high school students for the workforce. And it's a program that you've had vast experience with.
Yeah, it's been absolutely astonishing. The opportunities, absolutely a full-blown experience. It's definitely developed me into like a more well-rounded person. And I can't wait to let people know about this program because it's absolutely amazing what they do for people.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And let's let them know now. Let's not make them wait. So how did you learn about the MAP program?
It's an interesting story, actually. I was going cleaning out my email and I ended up looking in my spam email and I found a email from my counselor. And it was about this Modern Apprenticeship program. And he was like, you should sign up. It's going to be an amazing experience. You're going to have great opportunities. You're going to be part of the first cohort. So it's kind of like testing out the program. But he definitely recommended it for me. So I emailed him, took it out of my spam email. I emailed him back and I was like, I'm kind of interested in this program. Can you tell me more? And he actually ended up giving me a connect, Marie Wright, and she was able to really introduce what the program was to me and walk me through the process of getting through and looking at these amazing companies.
So talk to us, you know, and those listening who may know nothing about this program. Mm-hmm. What is the MAP program and what is the process like?
Yeah, so the beginning of the MAP program was really me trying to figure out, what does it mean to be an apprentice? So I think that is like the base of it all. Like the foundation of the program is the development of students. So I noticed that there was a kind of an extensive process. So at the very beginning, you're kind of just learning about the different companies. So companies such as One America, Roche Diagnostics is where I work. So very familiar with that. There's Tech Point, St. Vincent's, which is a major hospital in central Indiana. So it's really just kind of investigating and researching these different companies. And then you apply. And it's the interview process is exactly like a real job. You have to apply to different positions. You have to go research your companies. You have to talk to some of the employers and prepare for the interview process. After the interview process, then you have like preparation. So then you have like a boot camp. Then you have a way to kind of introduce yourself into the work environment. So we were able to get all these different resources so that we can better prepare for the workplace. And included in that was our Modern Apprenticeship Manager. We had our work manager, and then we also had counselors in our schools to make sure the transition was seamless. So it was definitely, being in the first cohort was a trial and error type of process, but surprisingly, it worked out so well. And that's why I'm here today, is it provided so many different opportunities and avenues for me to explore.
So I want to underscore it one more time. Mm-hmm. So high school student.
Yeah.
You found out about the program.
Mm-hmm.
Your counselor suggested, hey, this is a cool way to learn about different jobs, different industries, and to just get skill development.
Absolutely.
And then it was on you then to go ahead and apply for the MAP program, do the research on the companies, and go through the interview process in order to actually get placed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, that's not overwhelming, right?
No, it's not. And it's so incredibly, it was important to me that I had support, because it was an unknown thing. It was something that was brand new. So it was very helpful that they had people with you the entire time.
Mm.
So through like the boot camp, they were teaching you. They had like literally millionaires come in and talk to you about how to be in the workplace. And if you asked a good question, they would probably give you like $20. So it was like an incentive to ask a good question. But you got to like really learn about what it means to be a professional in high school. So as a sophomore transitioning into a junior, it was a lot of information, but I had support every step of the way.
That's fantastic. I want to go back too, because there are a lot of people listening who heard those companies you just listed. That's mm-hmm. an impressive slew of companies. How did you go into the MAP program knowing that you wanted to end up at a certain company, or did you kind of find your way through that experience?
I kind of found my way through that experience. I knew from when I was younger that I did like the idea of business and I did like the idea of healthcare or life sciences. But I wasn't really focused on it. I didn't really have the full idea yet. So I did my investigations, if you will, my research into these different companies, and actually got to talk to the employers to learn a little bit more about what they do. And that's how I came across Roche. And I was able to figure out that, one, they were the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. So that was huge for a high school student to be even the thought of applying to a company like that. But also I got to learn about what they do and what I would be doing. And it helped me better shape the idea that I wanted to be in life sciences, that I wanted to contribute to society, that I wanted to do something that would impact entire communities. And that was through the process of talking to those employers, of talking to different people in that community and figuring out what they do.
What I love about this is you're underscoring how much access MAP gives students
mm-hmm.
to professionals doing the thing, whatever
yeah.
the thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you know and have a place where you can get information, the more you can make better choices for yourself. So I love that. I want to go back. So explain to me, I know that it's an apprenticeship, it's not an internship, but talk to me a little bit about, like you mentioned, a boot camp. What does that consist of?
Yeah. So during the boot camp, it's really a development period. So hiring 16-year-olds can be kind of nerve-wracking for these big companies. So MAP does a really, really good job in preparing you for what it means to be in corporate America. So they invite you to multiple boot camps over the summer before you start your apprenticeship. And there you kind of learn soft skills, hard skills, questions to ask, how to email, how to communicate with people, how to network. You learn a lot about what it means, again, to be a professional. And you learn how to dress. You learn how to navigate the workplace. You learn how to communicate with other apprentices. And then you build connections that you don't think you would build. And it's so interesting how during those boot camps, we got to communicate with the other apprentices. And that's actually how the Modern Apprenticeship Council came to be, is because we wanted to have student voices as well. So it was definitely an opportunity for us not only to learn our professional skills with soft and hard skills, but also to network with other apprentices and professionals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you listen to any of the other episodes of See Yourself In, one of the reoccurring themes is leveraging your network. And that requires building a good network. And one of the recent guests that we had was Al Carroll with IndieHub. And he was talking about when he arrived in Indiana, he is not from Indiana, he recognized the value in networking with his classmates, because those were going to be his peers out in the workforce.
Absolutely. And additionally, it's very helpful. Let's say if I didn't want to continue at Roche, it allowed me to kind of shape what the other companies are like as well.
I mean, I said this when we talked initially, I'll say it again, like this feels like a taste test of industries where you get to see what you like. And part of learning what you like is learning what you don't like and doing less of that. That's something I've used to guide a lot in my career. But I'm curious, like, As a high school student going into college, now you're in college, so you can look back. Talk to listeners about the value of this program.
Absolutely. So the value of this program is insurmountable, in my personal opinion. And it's because you get to develop yourself, your mind, your networking, your opportunities. It opens up more doors than you think it would. So it's like everybody is kind of paying attention right now. Oh, it's a paid apprenticeship. You know, it's some experience. I get to stay in here a little bit longer, you know, very basic, but it's way deeper than that. MAP opens up numerous doors for you to meet people in high places, and not only meet people in high places, but build connections with them. And not only that, you get to learn more and more about what it means to be a young professional. And I find that so incredibly important for high schoolers, because a lot of the times people don't get serious about their careers until junior or senior year in college. And these companies have the advantage of using these young minds for new ideas, new avenues, new projects. And we're starting to see how youth is taking control of this new age of corporate America. And it's so incredibly awesome to see students who are motivated to work, students who are wanting to build their career young, and who are willing to make an effect on their community day after day. And so I've noticed that when it comes to people who want to apply to this program, I think the biggest arc to get over is this experience worth it? Is it worth the time? Is it worth the effort? Is it worth it? And sitting here today, I can say 100% sure it absolutely is. I know students who are in medical fields that are becoming technical surgeons. I know people who are getting their CNAs at 18 years old. Those are hard things to accomplish, and they're doing it at such a young age that in their future, they're set. This will help set you up for any career that you want in the future. It opens the door to so many different options that if you don't take the opportunity, those doors are going to be closed. And so this opens up hundreds and hundreds of opportunities based on what you want. And it gives you, most importantly, options. It gives you the control over your career. And I really like how we're starting that in high school and letting students know that they have a choice, that they are in control of their career, and that they can really succeed in life no matter where they come from.
Well, eloquently said, I mean, and very pointedly said. I think one of the things we have to acknowledge today is how much MAP has made a personal impact on you as a young professional. I mean, you shared with me at one point in time, you would get shaky and sweaty and nervous about public speaking. And now I've learned that you've presented to the Secretary of the Department of Labor and the Commissioner for Higher Education in Indiana, and that you took it upon yourself to invite the commissioner to your school to do a class presentation.
Yeah, I did. Mr. Lowry. Yeah, he's amazing. We ended up connecting on LinkedIn after I gave a speech at Roche Diagnostics. And I actually, at the time, I wasn't fully sure of who all was in the room. But after I learned, I was like, I have to connect with these people. I have to talk to them. But as you mentioned, I was actually really, really nervous at the beginning of this program. I was a really shy person. I had a hard time with public speaking. Anytime I would hold a microphone, I'd be shaking. And I was like so nervous that I would say something wrong. But now it's like a newfound confidence. It's like I'm for sure ready for the next step. And this has definitely prepared me for that. And like you, going back on Mr. Lowry, it was able to allow me to reach out to someone in a high position in Indiana and be like, hey, do you mind giving me a small presentation for my high school class? And he was willing and he was ready to go. And it was just a new friendship was created because of this program. And it was a person in a high position in Indiana. And so it was incredibly, one, exciting, but it was also like, I would never in a million years imagine that I would be able to talk to anyone like that. Nevertheless, the commissioner. I had a hard time holding conversations with people on a day-to-day basis. I would hide myself. I would stay away from events like this. I wouldn't do it ever. So knowing now that I'm able to talk to people in these high positions, but also just day to day, it was such a development that I was not expecting that it changed my life. It truly, truly changed my life because I don't think I would ever have the dreams that I have without this program. And I've known introverts that haven't ever rarely talked, that raise their hands now, that go and take these speeches. I actually ended up giving a speech at my commencement, my high school commencement, because I felt I was ready. Through 2 years of development in this program, I went from someone who wouldn't raise their hand in class, that wouldn't ask a question, to someone who gives speeches to thousands of people. So it's been absolutely transformative in that way.
Well, and such a call to action for everyone listening, because I'm sure there are countless people thinking, that sounds great. That would be really cool. That's probably a little too good to be true. And the reality is that this opportunity is available right here in Indiana to high school students.
Yeah, it is. And it's all throughout Central Indiana. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. This is a step for you to advance yourself. This is a step for you to grow yourself. And it's not even just professionally, it's personally. These connections that you're building with yourself, with your mind, showing that you can build confidence, that you can do it, that dreams that you never had can be accomplished. And I will never forget, someone told me once, they said to reach for the moon, and if you miss, you'll still land amongst the stars.
Les Brown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I learned that if you use that, if you genuinely use that and you use your resources and you use this program accurately, you will be put in places you never imagine. You will fly to different places you'll never imagine. You'll talk to people you'll never imagine. You will develop yourself in ways you have never imagined. And it's, like you said, it sounds too good to be true, but I'm standing here as evidence of what this program can do to people, what this program can do to communities, what this program can do to a high school student, someone who's 16 years old. I started this program at 14, 15, and sitting here 18 now, I'm able to talk on a very well done podcast and sit here and enjoy my time here and speak with confidence, speak with fluidness, be comfortable talking in a room full of people watching me. And I just, like I said, in a million years, I would never imagine I'd be able to. But because of this program, for a fact, because of this program, I'm able to.
Well, and you're blowing your mind again this summer because you're heading out for the next adventure. Tell us just briefly what you're going to be doing this summer.
Yeah, so I have an internship at John Deere in Kansas, Olathe, Kansas. I will be leaving in May. I'm super duper excited. Within this program, I'm working with their marketing department. So hopefully I get to travel to some of their different dealers, talk to them, see how we can support them. We also get to look at some innovative AI in their aftermarket. So I'm super excited for that. I get to touch a little bit more on what my major is at Purdue, being business analytics and information management. I get to work with data analytics. I get to work with their marketing team. I get to work with their finance team.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're contributing to at Roche.
Yeah, absolutely. So my position at Roche is a business operations associate, and I work a little bit with our finance team as well as our customer service team. So a lot of what I do is support for different major companies. I make sure that they get their orders and make sure people get the supplies, the medical supplies that they need. And that way I actually take on more roles. So I also do trainings for other people as well. So any new people who join our team, I actually do their trainings and teach them the works and how our team works. Along with that, my boss actually told me that I've been a main contributor to a lot of solving issues. And it was so interesting to me how I was able to play a major part in decisions that my team was making. So it's definitely understandable for employers to be hesitant to hire young high schoolers. But I'm here to show that, one, we're capable, two, we're ready, and three, throw it at us, because we're ready to learn, we're ready to grow. And not only that, I want to come back to Roche. That is like my biggest thing. After all these internships, after college, I am ready to come back to Roche because I love this company. And so it also shows, like, employers, if you invest right now into young people, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, they're going to come back because of what you did for them. And they're going to make sure that the program that got them there is going to succeed. And I can say for a fact that in any way, shape, or form possible, I want to give back to the Modern Apprenticeship Program and to Roche because they have helped me in numerous ways.
If you're listening and you're interested in learning more about the Modern Apprenticeship Program, either as an employer partner or as a student, we invite you to do so at indiemodernapprenticeship.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing. Oh my goodness, you have a beautiful smile as well. So well, it's just so wonderful.
I just want to have you back in 5 years to do this again and see what all you've done. I mean, you're already jumping from life sciences to ag to now tech maybe even. And so I can't wait to see where you land. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad that you were able to join us today to learn about Indiana's advanced industries and how you can start or enhance your career journey. Until next time, we hope that you'll be able to see yourself in the unlimited opportunities right here in Indiana.